This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP this week. I was telling B. Mitch in the break, I wish I could find a picture back when I was a kid wearing... Nice little, I know I had a white 89 Skins jersey wearing around Santana Moss.
You got to find it, man. Need to see that.
I'm sure it's somewhere. I
saw you in the Champ Bailey jersey.
I had a nice little Champ Bailey jersey when I was a kid.
Yeah. Look at that. Little Toby.
I have plenty of Redskins jerseys throughout my time. My most obscure one, Chris Horton. I have a Chris Horton jersey. Heck of a rookie year.
Yep. Chris ended up being a special teams coach in the league, didn't
he? I think he's with the Ravens right now.
Yeah.
Special teams coordinator right now. I grew up, Clinton Portis was a poster on the back of my door growing up. I also had a Wizards poster.
You're young as hell. I was talking to Toby in the break. Toby, I basically got three kids, Toby age or older. I take Toby age, multiply it times two, and add some stuff to it. He still ain't to me.
I have I had a Wizards poster hanging up in my room growing up too. The original Big Three:
Caron Butler,
Gilbert Arenas, and Antoine Jameson.
Antoine, yeah.
Yeah.
Golly, boy, I was hanging out with them dudes.
It's crazy. Aton Thomas kids were homeschooled with my siblings.
Wow.
My mom, like, yeah, Mr. Thomas, da da da. She's talking about him. She's like, yeah, Mr. Thomas used to play basketball. I'm like, okay. I get there. I'm like, Mom, you didn't tell me Mr. Thomas was Aton Thomas that we used to watch in the MCI Center.
Yes. Yeah. Antonio Daniels was my guy back in the day. Love watching Antonio Daniels. Yeah. It's always fun going down memory lane. Want to talk about.
Young as hell, dog. Yeah. The old dude say, man, I got underwear. Yeah, well, you need to change your underwear then, dog. The dude told me that one day, boy, you young. I got underwear. Yeah, I said, well, you need to get some new underwear.
Ain't that the truth? Don't walk by me in those underwear. So, Pro Football Focus put out their offensive line rankings. I think they're going through and ranking a lot of the units right now. It is list season, B. Mitch. This is when you get all these rankings and lists and all these things. Now's when you kind of get all of those things. But they're ranking the Commanders' offensive line and all the offensive lines across the NFL. Where do you think they would rank? Where would you put them right now?
Commanders' offensive line.
Remember, this is going into the season. They're not really doing much projection on what it'll be.
Not projection, but what it'll be, but how they bring in Tunsil. They move over. They draft Connolly. They move over Coleman. I think they'll put them in the top 12.
Well, they're not in the top 12.
They're not? They're below?
They're ranked 19th currently.
How about it?
I don't either. So my thing about this is they can rank them wherever they want to start the year because I think by the end of the year, they'll be a top 10 unit.
Huh?
I think we'll be having a way different conversation.
I think before the end of the year.
Well, I think as soon as we watch them, we'll see.
Think about offensive line, it comes to continuity and chemistry. And although We did get better at left tackle. I would assume we're better at right tackle. They haven't all played together just yet. And I think that could be one of the problems. A lot of those other guys that are above them probably have more guys that have played together. Who they have as number one?
I'll do, take a guess.
Eagles?
Yeah, Philadelphia is number one.
And you look at them. They have played together. They're massive. They're huge. And you look at some of those big guys, they're athletic as hell, too.
Yeah.
Man. So I would think that they have, after they start playing together, like you stated, they'll be in the top 10 after, by the end of the year. But I think once they start playing together and people see it with a Jaden Daniels back there, I think you would change that up quickly.
So here's where it's interesting. So you look through the rest of the top 10. Philly being number one, I don't know that anyone has any qualms with that.
Not at all.
Number two is Denver. Number three is Buffalo. Here's one that's interesting. Number four is Chicago. I don't know that I agree with that. If we're going up, they've traded for some guys, and they've got some names that you know, but there's also some projection here on some of their offensive tackles.
But the thing about it is, offensive lines, production, and rank normally comes off of decision-making of the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, they weren't ranked very high because their quarterback held the ball. If he doesn't correct that, it might make a difference if you got good guys in front of you or not. You can't just run around all day. You got to make a decision, let the ball go.
So right now, going across their offensive line, Braxton Jones is their left tackle. Joe Tooney, they bring over from Kansas City. I don't think there's any question about him being one of the best offensive guards in the league. Drew Dolman, they signed as a center, I believe. Jonah Jackson, another guard. It's pretty good. They traded for him. And then Darnell Wright playing right tackle. I think the issue I would have with them being ranked so high is Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright have shown that they can be solid, but there's still some development that needs to happen there. I don't know that they're a top four unit right away, like they say they are right now, but Joe Tooney and Jonah Jackson, that's a good pair of guards to have up there.
It's true, but still, as I stated about Washington, they have to play together.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if the chemistry is going to go well. And I can tell you, a quick thing that messes up chemistry on the offensive line, if the quarterback doesn't throw the ball when they think he should be thrown, and he's not in the spot they think he should be, it's going to be a problem.
I also think when you look at Washington's offensive line, I like the fits of these guys because doing the draft show, we were talking about should they draft Josh Simmons. They end up going with Josh Connerly, right? Simmons being the bigger tackle out of Ohio State with injury concerns, but he's maybe more of your prototypical anchor as a tackle. But I kind of like how Connerly fits. And that's what something that, you know, the note afterwards we find out from Cliff is say, take the Oregon tackle, please.
Yeah.
I think he fits exactly what they want to do. You need guys that can move on the offensive line.
They need athletic guys to run. This offense that they run have the offensive linemen moving a lot.
All the time.
And if you have more athletic than just road grading guys, it makes a difference.
And I think if you look across the offensive line, they all fit that mold.
Yeah.
Tunsil's athletic. Coleman's athletic. Biotish is athletic, Cosme's athletic, and now Connerly's athletic. I think you have an athletic offensive line, but I don't think it comes at the expense of being able to hold up against bigger defensive tackles.
What people don't understand is it's not just the five guys you have. It's the backups as well. And I think when you look at Allegretti and also Wiley, those and then Trent Scott, instead of like Allegretti, if they start at some point in the season or not, or if they're backups, doesn't that make your first eight more legit than they were before?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And so I'm curious to see where they end up. Some of the other, to round out the top 10, the Colts are ranked 5th. The Buccaneers are 6th. Vikings 7th. Falcons are 8th. That's an interesting one because I don't know that I think of them as a stout unit. I think of Chris Lindstrom as being one of the best offensive guards in the league. I don't know that I think of the rest of the unit as being formidable, but they're in the top 10. The Jets and then the Chargers at 10. Now, the interesting thing about the Chargers is they've got the best young tackle duo in the league. Slater and Alt. That's a nice tackle duo, but maybe they have issues inside. I'm interested to see where they would end up by the end of the season, though, for the Commanders. Yeah. Because I think...
again, the fact I said 12, a top 12, then 19. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, like if they were in the top 12, who cares? They still got to go do it.
Well, and,
you know what I mean?
I think, like you said, too, it's so important to understand how your quarterback's going to play to help out the offensive line. And I think year to year, we saw the stark difference. We saw a quarterback that did not help his offensive line.
Yeah.
That's why you ended up with the number 2 overall pick in Sam Howell. And then you had a quarterback that did help the offensive line in Jaden that gets the ball out quick. And even when the offensive line's protection breaks down, he can make something of it. So I think improving that offensive line, I think, made all the sense in the world. You're protecting your top asset, which is Jaden Daniels. And I think it improves the entire offense because now it allows Jaden to have a little more freedom and time in the pocket, as well as being able to hopefully run the football.
Hey, man, they're going to do some things this year, some of the same things they tried last year, but they'll have more success with it. Listen, I'm not saying they need to block for 2 more seconds. They need to block for less than a second, a little longer, and you give Jaden a chance to make a decision. We watched last year, their unblocked guy is coming. He still delivered the football to where it needed to go. Imagine if the guy is not unblocked and he can really step into it and, you know, move into the right spot and let it go. Things would be even better.
I think there's still some untapped potential in the offense. Cliff kind of talked about this when they talked about improving the offensive line. He's like, we weren't able to get to the entire playbook last year.
Yeah.
I think the part of the playbook they weren't able to get to is the deep passing game. It showed up from time to time, but think about when you watch Jaden Daniels' highlights coming out of LSU. If you pulled it up, what's the first thing you saw? Some slot fade, 40 yards down the field, dropping the bucket to Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
But he didn't get a lot of that last year.
They practiced the dropping the bucket a lot, too.
And I think that's going to be a big part of the offense this year, because that was one of the selling points on Jaden, is his deep ball accuracy.
He's good.
He's really good at it. I don't think we got to fully see that in his rookie season. Part of that is the offensive line. And so if you improve that offensive line, imagine Terry tracking down a ball deep down the field. Jalen Lane, one of the fastest guys in the draft. Virginia Tech didn't really use him that way, but I would assume that with that speed that the Commanders are going to try to use him deep down the field as a receiving threat.
I believe he'll be involved.
I think he's going to be really, really good this year.
Yeah,
I think he's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
I like the kid.
Debo being around the line of scrimmage, I think, is going to be good. I just think with the ability to have that offensive line, the big thing for me is it obviously helps out the passing game. I think a big part of the success of the team this year and being able to take that next step, they need to be able to run the football.
Yeah.
And so improving up front is going to be huge. And I don't know, you know, we'll see if Brian Robinson takes a step forward and gets better. Because we saw flashes last year, but there were definitely some times where he struggled. But improving up front, does that make the run game effective enough? Because the second half of last year, so much was on Jaden's plate that I want to be able to take a little bit off and help him.
I think it does, because last year, I know Brian Robinson took most of the blame, but when Brian began to struggle and the running game struggled, the offensive line was battered. And we can go through that whole stretch where they played the Eagles up there in Philadelphia. That whole time, you saw offensive linemen banged up. You know, when things was better, the offensive line wasn't banged up. And if you can keep guys healthier this year, automatically the running game gets better. As a running back, if you get the ball, and as soon as you get it, you have to make a move, you're going to have problems. But if you get a ball, you can hit the line, hit the line full speed and make a cut off of that, you normally have a lot more success. I'm expecting this year where guys can be hitting it downhill. When we saw early in the season when Brian had a lot of success, he was hitting it downhill, mm-hmm. full speed. He didn't have many problems.
And I'm curious if they need to make some tweaks in the way that they run him. Maybe not as much out of the gun. Maybe a little more out of
That's
pistol
what they have.
Or under
I
center.
I think everything is going to be more about how Jaden Daniels operate.
Well, and
the other guy's got to fall in line.
For sure. And I think, but it's just, that'll be something to monitor if they maybe make some tweaks there, but maybe it needs to be Eckler.
But he picked up more stuff when Eckler got hurt.
Sure.
But if Eckler stays healthy, or even Kroski Merritt, or
I'm one excited of the other to
guys,
see him.
If one of the other guys step in and play better, you have other guys that can do it, but Brian was your bell cow, and when Austin went down, they felt more comfortable with Brian than anybody else. If somebody else could step up to where you have more depth in your running back room, then good things will happen.
I think the secret weapons of this offense could be Jalen Lane, and then if you get Kroski Merritt, he's got an explosiveness in that backfield that the other guys just don't have.
I'm looking for it.
I think he could be a home run hitter. He'd be a lot of fun to watch. We'll wrap things up next. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.